basically what our motto is it's all about losing yourself, forgetting about what's happening during the day, and just enjoying creating.
That's my first experience with the Creative Center. Is I took a class, and it was what do you call that, free form? It wasn't the pottery on the wheel. Hand building. That's what I took. I took a hand building class, and it was delightful. It was. You lose yourself. You just become. You're just focused on what you're doing, and you can think about things or not think about things, and you know, sometimes I would get tense because it's not creative enough, or you know, and then, but the other students and the artists there and the teachers were just so, you know, wonderfully supportive, and my next class is the wheel class, and you know, we have about, how many do we have? 12?
14
wheels where students will come in and put a glob of clay down, and magically, with you know, help from the artists, mm-hmm. will create some wonderful vase or bowl or some other piece of art.
We've talked about clay, but there are all sorts of different artistic endeavors you can enroll in.
Yes, we have 4 studios. We have a studio that is mainly used for easel work, which would be watercolors, painting, acrylics. We have a live model that comes in every Friday. Sometimes it's used during our summer camps for, you know, anything from clay to multimedia. We have another studio that is basically everything goes on in there. It's full of supplies. It's very well equipped. We have large tables, so it's basically for working down on a flat surface. And then we have a mosaic studio that we opened up last year.
Yeah, don't you break things sometimes to make a mosaic?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
We have the cutest little hammers for the kids. They
break
love
tiles and
oh,
what?
Oh, yes, yes. And it's very well equipped. I think one of our biggest problems we have at the center is there's so many choices. We're trying to delight everybody's fancy, and sometimes it can be overwhelming. The same thing with the clay studio. We have so many glazes they can choose from. And all our supplies are provided with the cost of the class, so it's pretty cool.
First weekend in December, the Art Bazaar.
Yes.
Now, this is art made by?
It's all local artists. It has to be made by them, produced by them. We have a lot of the artists that take classes at the studio are down there selling, too. So it's a lot of unique pieces.
Really wonderfully unique. I worked my first holiday bazaar last year, and the artists are so excited. And that one woman, she just kept coming up and buying things. She was working with her sister. Her sister was an artist selling, but she was walking around buying things. And she goes, I can't show my sister anymore because she'll make fun of me. But it was just a wonderful experience. And what I found is that many board members, I think every board member except me, is an artist who creates. Mm. And so I always get to see the wonderful things they're working on.
I'm not an artist. I've never understood. Obviously, you have to feed and pay the rent, so I get this. But how hard it must be if you've created something that you really take pride in, and then you sell it. I think I'd be a horrible artist because I think I'd want to keep everything I made.
Well, I have a few things I don't let go. But, you know, once you make it, before you finish it, you're kind of on to something else. Hmm. You know, this has inspired you to move on to something else. So unless it has some personal attachment to, you're excited to work on something else, and you're even more pleased to get some money in your pocket for it so you can work on. So,
well, and the pleasure in knowing that somebody else likes it enough to want it in their home or give it as a gift. Any idea how many artists will participate in the bazaar?
Well, this year we're actually advertising for artists, so it'll be interesting to see how many we have. But usually we have about 6 or 7 potters, and then we'll have equally that amount of, like, mixed with jewelry, painting, handmade gloves.
Hmm. Paper artists.
Paper artists.
Yeah.
Sometimes we've had people who make candles. Mm-hmm. It can be an assortment of different things as long as it's made locally.
And it is set up like a bazaar. I mean, you can walk from artist to artist and see what she or he
You
has.
Can, and we take credit cards, cash, checks, so that makes it easier. The biggest problem we have there is getting people through the checkout line fast enough, which is great. It's a good problem.
It's Saturday morning from 10 until 4. That's mm-hmm. the 3rd of December. And then the next day, Sunday the 4th, mm-hmm. from noon until 4.
Mm-hmm. Yes. We usually have it just one day. This year, we're going to open it up for 2 days and see how that goes.
What I love about it is really the opportunity to find gifts, holiday mm-hmm. gifts. That is the best. And you don't really think about it until you see people coming and they just have a big box of things, and it's like I've just taken care of my holiday shopping, and they're unique. And
well, that's it. You know that it's not this thing from the store. That
it's not another sweater,
right?
Yeah, or a tie or something like that. Yeah,
and there's no chance somebody else has gotten that same gift.
Right. That is to me the most, and it's you double dip almost. It's not only are you giving something that you hope they will enjoy, but also you're giving something to the artists and you know, supporting this great organization, which we are very fortunate to have some good support. So,
people want to know more about either the Art Bazaar or classes or anything about the center, they can go to the website.
Absolutely.
And that is?
www.nwaccc.org.
The Bazaar Saturday, December 3rd from 10 until 4, and then the next day, Sunday, noon until 4. Thank you both very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.